How you been?
Good, I guess.
I haven't podcast with you in a while.
Yeah, we did the top five or whatever. Video games or something.
And LRM ranks it. Yeah. Now LRM's top five.
That's right.
Which yesterday's article is that it's an article. So for those of you that don't know, LRM ranks it is becoming LRM's top five, and it is primarily a written article that is got a podcast companion. Every now and then you're gonna end up with somebody that doesn't have the ability to podcast, which is what happened this week. And so they just did their write-up. But usually it's going to be my own write-up, a podcast with somebody else giving their top five, and then them giving me a sense or two on why they put their top five where they did. So we got a brand new logo and all that stuff, so make sure you're checking that out at lrmonline.com every Wednesday. Yay!
But dude, Dark Phoenix hits HBO next month.
Oh.
So we're gonna have to crack open LRM ranks it at least one more time and do all the X-Men movies.
We'll have to do it as the top five, but we can rank them within the means of top five. We can say, you know, hey, here's number, what is it, 1,000 through number six, and then we can focus on 5 through 1, which I pretty much already know which five are going to be in there.
I would probably know mine too, but for all I know, Dark Phoenix is a masterpiece. I just have to wait for it to HBO. Yeah. I have to wait for it to HBO. I said hate HBO, so obviously I'm gonna hate it.
Oh god,
Freudian slip.
Is far from a masterpiece. And on that note, good morning, everybody, and welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and
Nick.
Yay, Nick is here. Nick is here on loan from Breaking Geek Radio and his place of employment.
That's right. It's work, not the other podcast that keeps me away.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm opening up a beer here at 6 a.m. No, I'm joking. It's soda.
I'm having a beer at 6 a.m. Excuse me. You smell it?
I don't do beer, man. I never have been able to acquire the taste. I never saw the point of drinking something that I didn't like to the point to where I learned to like it. Like, that never made sense to me. Like, why would you do that? Why would you continuously drink something until you learn to like it?
For me, that's not the case. I just I eventually bought better beer, and I like the better beer. Like, I live in Colorado. I'm drinking a craft beer right now.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There's some people like I was in love with Jack Daniels from first shot, and most people like, no, there's no way. And I was like, yes, there is. The aroma, the flavor, the burn, like everything about Jack Daniels, I thoroughly enjoyed.
And I have my standards. Like, today a friend, her and her husband are going on they're quitting alcohol for Lent, and they're like, here, take these last two Michelobes. And I was like, fuck you, I'm not drinking that garbage. I drink real beer. So I turned down free beer today, because it's that I don't like it unless it tastes good. I'm not drinking it to drink it. Gross.
That's funny. Speaking of throwing things away and things that are gross, not really that Steven Spielberg is gross, but
fuck you.
Man, Steven Spielberg is not going to direct the next Indiana Jones movie, and they're looking at James Mangold to replace. What do you think about that, Nick?
I can't believe he's not coming back. Like, he's always said that it'll always be me, Harrison Ford, and George Lucas. And I'm okay with losing George Lucas. I don't know how much of an influence he had on this one story, if any. But I always thought Spielberg would be there. Like, I don't know. Maybe it has a better chance with a Mangold, but I just don't think, like, it'll feel the same. It won't have a Spielberg-y tone. That and it's kind of like you won't have John Williams, you won't have Spielberg. What's left? Old Harrison Ford in an old costume? Ugh, I'm still looking forward to it. I James Mangold would be my third choice if I were to pick a director to replace Spielberg. He's got like the Western chops, and obviously people are already wanting to compare this movie to Logan, which I do not want an Indiana Jones version of Logan. I want, either matter how old he gets, I want fun and
Oh,
action and adventure.
neither do I, because Logan was 3 hours of boring fucking walking and driving, followed up with a very predictable and uneventful and boring bad guy, a clone. Lo and behold, another fucking clone. And then a very anticlimactic finale, and by the end of it, you're like, yeah, if I compare this to the other films, this is brilliant. If I compare this to Captain America: Winter Soldier, this is fucking garbage.
You and Jammer are too harsh on Logan, but I understand why. It's a different type of movie for sure.
It's not that great. It's boring. It's
It's
so
so far off
fucking
the superhero
boring.
path, it's Joker. Like, whereas Winter Soldier's a real superhero film.
Joker,
Well,
and I have complaints about Joker. Joker's more entertaining than this is. It's predictable. Joker's all predictable, and there's some unpredictability in Logan, but it's still just fucking boring. And Fox's lack of care for timelines, man, fuck Fox.
it's not your usual studio of hate.
Fuck Fox. No,
While we're
usually
at
it's
it, can we fuck Sony?
Sony. While we're at it, fuck Sony up their stupid asses.
No,
To
but the
quote Silent, not Silent Bob, but to
Jay,
quote Jay.
fuck them up their stupid asses.
But no, it's a big deal, man. Steven Spielberg not being a part of Indiana Jones.
He's always the one who's preached it, like I said, where he's like, if I'm not involved and it's not Indiana Jones, it'll never happen without me and Ford and Lucas.
Why do you think he stepped away?
I don't know. Do you think it could be Kathleen Kennedy?
Possibly. She's head of Lucasfilm, and I've said for a while, yes, she has made the company some money, but she's also lost the company some money when it came to a certain few quarters of toy sales and a certain movie. She oversaw a movie that was incredibly divisive, and oversaw the first time in franchise history that the third film in a trilogy lost made less money than the second film.
Actually, that's probably not realistic. You know how she got her start, right?
Huh?
Do you know how Kathleen Kennedy got her start?
Yeah, I mean, I know she's been around in film for a long
She
time.
was Steven Spielberg's assistant on Raiders
Yeah.
of the Lost Ark. So I don't think that's why. I would have to say he must have a political drama he wants to do quick. He's more interested in, because he's more interested in serious shit these days.
Maybe,
Because they're shooting Jones quick.
but
So I don't
to
know.
your point, your point was, could it be Kennedy? And I'm saying that yes, despite the positives, there's been a hell of a lot of negatives
Yeah.
underneath her,
I'm just saying that if Spielberg
and
wanted to do it, there's no way she would say no.
no, but I could imagine them butting heads and him just being like, if it's it, you know, it's we did the first one together. Why won't you let me do what I want to do? You know,
Yeah.
who knows? Who knows? It might have absolutely nothing at all to do with her. There's always rumors surrounding her leaving. I don't think she will leave early. I think she'll finish her contract through 2021, and
That's not very long.
that'll be the day the.
Reckoning.
The point of it, yeah,
How do you
but
feel about it? I guess you don't
whatever.
have strong Jones opinions because you've never
No,
taken to it like me or Seth or James.
James Bond to me is, or James Bond,
Indiana
fucking
Jones.
Indiana Jones is just Indiana Jones if it's on, cool. If it's not, eh, whatever. Whatever.
Now, would you be any more interested in it? Okay. My other two, my choices I put before Mangold, one of them wouldn't excite you that much, but the second might. Christopher McQuarrie would have been the best, but he's busy with Tom, even though they've had to halt production on Mission Impossible 7 due to coronavirus or whatever. What seat has a new name, whatever it is. And my second choice would be Marcus and McFeely riding for the Russo brothers. There's an Indiana Jones movie I want to see.
That would be interesting.
They know MacGuffins and they know World War II.
This is the thing though. I talked to Brian about this maybe on yesterday's episode, maybe the day before. I'm hoping that some of these existing IPs die and people give up on them and start looking at new IPs and not even, it doesn't have to be new original stuff, just I mean
newly shit. Adapted for
newly,
like the first time.
Newly adapted stuff is fine, and yes, of course original things would be great as well, but it doesn't have to. I'm tired of seeing the same old shit, Nick.
Depends what shit. I'm not necessarily tired
of
it.
No, I mean I'm if you
Marvel
gave
me
the
die.
Choice you gave me the choice right now between another Marvel film. Say like, hey, you could watch Eternals in its entirety thanks to this time traveling movie device. You could watch the Eternals in its entirety right now, or this brand new action drama buddy cop thing going on that's going to come out around the same time. I'm going to watch the buddy cop thing.
The Eternals is a different case because I'm not excited for the Eternals, but it depends who's in this buddy cop thing. We have a lot of hypotheticals going around. There's plenty of shitty buddy cop things.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
or even it's like just, it's not really original anymore, but it's the case of a film that's had great success last year and is getting a sequel, and it was perfectly original. Like, I guess I'd be more excited for Knives Out 2 than the Eternals.
Yeah.
You know, like, it is, it's still fresh. It's not new anymore because it's a sequel, but it was completely original, like, not even adapted from something.
Yeah. I'm down with stories inside existing universes that are new. That Project Luminous, the High Republic, I don't think they went back far enough in time. I would have went at least 400 years, because I mean within 50 years before Phantom Menace, you gotta have Sheev Palpatine starting to be trained, and which means that he's gonna have to be mentioned. And I don't want Palpatine mentioned. I don't want Yoda mentioned. I don't want Sifo-Dyas mentioned. I don't want Clones mentioned. Like, I don't want anything from the prequels to be involved with this Star Wars The High Republic. I would have went back further. I would have went back 1,000 years.
I thought it was like 400 or something.
200.
200. Oh, okay. You just said 50, and I'm like, that's not very long. Yeah, obviously, well, what I'm
saying is like 50 years before the Phantom Menace, you have to start getting, you don't have to show it, but you have to start being aware of the canon that was set up in that movie.
Yeah.
Because of Palpatine and stories that he tells, like, in the prequels and some of the Jedi that are named and feats that are mentioned in the recent years around the prequel trilogy. So yeah, after about 150 years of playing around in the High Republic era, you know, what did they do? Did they tie it that purposefully that close so they can have young Yoda?
Also, I was thinking, if it's only 200 years, you can d Yoda's definitely an element, and he's not even that young, because isn't he like 900 years old?
Yeah, so he'd be 700, but you
And
know.
baby Yoda, I mean, he'd be a teenager, I guess, because like, or he'd look a lot younger. Well, not look younger, because baby Yoda doesn't look any younger. But like, baby Yoda's 50 years old, and he still like acts like an infant or a
Yeah.
little kid. So he would maybe be image, maybe he'd be Rebel Yoda, who's like. I don't want to join your club, Dad. You know, like, I want to be my own man. I'm not going to join the Republic.
We'll see what happens. I want them to tell stories that have consequences that mean something to the universe. I'm gonna get the main comic book and give it a good 5-issue arc. Usually most first arcs are five, well, most arcs period are 5 to 7 issues long, and so I'll give it its first arc, see if it's any good, and then that first novel, Hope of the Jedi, Light of the Jedi, something like that. I'll read that as well, and we'll see how it's going. Do you think we're gonna get a movie set during this period, the High Republic period?
I think it's too early to tell, but I don't think they would go through this much trouble, even though they're starting with comic writers. Like Charles Soule seemed to be in charge of it based on the video they released of the writer's room. But I don't see them trying. Like, this reminds me of Shadows of the Empire. I think they'll at least go to video games, if not try to carry it into a movie or Disney Plus series. I think Disney Plus series is your best bet. Give it a year or two. And then we get a Disney Plus series if it's popular. If no one gives a shit about this time period, they'll go back to making the shit we know, which is worse.
Oh man, Star Wars is in such a unique position, but you know what? If you p play around with the characters in the books, most people shut up and take it and like it. Most people that read Legacy of the Force and Fate of the Jedi, the Luke Skywalker we saw in The Last Jedi didn't bother us because we had seen that Luke Skywalker before, including the one that fights by force projection. So, to all the whiny little people that complain, no, it's Jake Skywalker, whether you like it or not, that's either EU Skywalker or Disney canon Skywalker, and they're both similar, and you know, whatever. I like the stuff with the son. I really do wish they would have given him a wife and a kid in the sequels, but they moved too quickly in the sequels. They didn't want to take time, and they didn't have a fucking plan. And that's the good thing about this High Republic. They got a writer's room and they got a plan. They got whiteboards. They got like graphs and charts and arrows, and then they went and got artwork done, not just for the comics, but covers for movies, and so people can see what these characters look like. You know, it's one thing when you write a novel and you're like, so there's Tom, 5'4", brown hair, brown eyes, medium build. That's one thing. It's another when you're like the razor sharp teeth of the Niles leading officer, churned into a snarling grin, and his 6-foot frame imposing the young Jedi that was faith. You know what I'm saying? You could do more once you actually came up with all this artwork. So I think it's on our website now. If not, you can find it at the Star Wars website. Check out the High Republic article, and you can see a lot of the cover art. So yeah. Are you excited about this at all? Or are you going to add the
Nah.
comics to your pull folder or anything?
No, I just had to cancel all my comics except for Detective and Batman due to money issues. So, and I don't know. I'm a real asshole about Star Wars. If it's not live action, it's not canon. I'm not going to watch Rebels. I'm not going to watch Clone Wars. If it's not live action, it's not canon. And that's the main
I
reason me and my
can't
friend used to
watch
argument.
Clone Wars.
You don't like the style?
I don't like the style. I don't like the voice actors. I don't like it at all. I've heard that if you watch it in a certain order, it's better than if you watch it in release order. So, but I don't feel like jumping around season 2 for 2 episodes and season 5 for 3
Yeah.
episodes and season 1 for an episode, then back to season 3 for 2 episodes and back to season 2 for 4. It's that crazy. It really is that much jumping around to watch the show in the suggested chronological order.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not gonna read these comics. I don't read books anymore.
Fuck that shit.
What do you think of the plot as far as the villains?
The Nile people.
Yeah, the people who like come from a different part of
Why
the.
do so many bad guys have to wear masks?
I don't know. It's not even that. It's just it reminds me of the one book series where the Empire and the Republic, or post Jedi, had to face someone from outside the galaxy that had better. I can't. You know which one I'm talking about. After
Yuuzhan
Chewbacca
Vong.
dies, yeah. It reminds me of that, even though I only read the first book of that like 20 years ago.
Well, I mean they don't look anything like
No,
that.
I
I
mean
mean,
just the idea of like we can't use the Sith, so who would the Jedi fear? And it's like, oh, someone like who's exploring into their region or galaxy or universe or whatever.
I don't know. I had always hoped to see some version of the Sith Wars brought to life, but I don't want to see the video games Knights of the Old Republic 1 or 2. I don't want to see those adapted 100%. I don't even want to see those adapted 50%. I don't mind them
No,
inspiring
just take the
some
time period. Yeah.
filmmakers, but I don't want to see the characters. I don't want to see their stories. I don't want to see their lovers. That time period. And maybe some of the characters, but with completely different traits,
And that's
like
what Disney would
completely
do.
original.
Because again, that's Legends. It would just be like the sequel trilogy. Some people might mirror old characters, but they're gonna have different names and different shit's gonna happen to them. Just like Jake, is that who you were talking about?
Some people call Luke Skywalker Jake Skywalker.
I thought it was one of his kids or something.
You're thinking Jason Solo
Oh,
is like
okay.
Ben Solo,
Yeah.
and Jaina is similar to Rey. Jaina Solo is
Oh, he
similar
like
to
changes his
Rey.
name like Uncle Ben. I mean, not Uncle Ben, Ben Kenobi. So he's like, now I'm Jake Skywalker. Is that what you're
Oh
saying?
no, it's just people making fun of that he's not Luke Skywalker in Episode
Oh,
8,
gotcha.
so calling him Jake Skywalker or something like that. I don't get the joke. I don't get the meme because I didn't. I think the most of the Luke Kylo and Rey stuff is brilliant in Last Jedi. So you can hear all of our thoughts on The Last Jedi, mine, Cam's, and Joseph Jim Medina's on the Last Call podcast here, wherever you're listening to this podcast as well. Just search Last Call and one of the Star Wars movies, and we should pop up. Or if you use SoundCloud, and we're not sponsored or anything by SoundCloud, but if you use them, they have nifty little playlists that we can make, and you can find all 11 Star Wars movies reviewed in depth. I mean, we're talking like each person, three people at minimum per movie, with like 4 pages of notes to talk about those films. So good stuff, man. How do you feel about me being right about Sony and Spider-Man?
What do you mean being right? You've always been right.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've never disagreed.
Thank you. I'm just saying that I didn't get a shout out about being right
Fine.
in the article
Here's your shout out. I didn't write the article.
for those of you that don't know, listen to yesterday's LR Mornings with Brian and myself talking about Tom Holland spilling the beans that yes, Sony did have the idea to take their ball and go home, transition Spidey out of the MCU following their 5-picture deal, which would have ended with Far From Home. And I know exactly what their plan was. He goes on the run to San Francisco. That's what their plan was going to be. And there he would have met Venom. So now we got Morbius coming out connected, and I think they're gonna hammer and nail as much Spider-Man MCU stuff into the Venomverse as they can
Like
to make the
Vulture.
transition smoother, because I do believe after this next Spider-Man crossover and last MCU Spider-Man solo film, Sony's taken him back completely, 100%, and they will not share him or any of their characters.
What do you think about this as far as mashing the universes together? Okay, so J. Jonah Jameson, he exists in both. But his son was fucking killed by a symbiote in the Venom. Do you think he dislikes Venom as much as he dislikes Spider-Man? I'm
I fucking hate Venom.
talking about J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh,
Remember, his son gets
I
killed by
don't
Venom.
know.
Because his son is the
Yeah.
astronaut who they just call Jameson, just like he's an astronaut in the comics who becomes Wolfman or whatever. And
Yeah.
the suit that lives, the riot suit, is the one that hitches a ride on his body to like the ambulance driver and stuff. I don't know. I bet they don't even reference that since they need to focus J. Jonah Jameson's hate onto Spider-Man, not Venom.
The fucking Sony's not even smart enough to remember that. What are you talking about? They'll forget about that shit. They forgot that we were in the year 2018 when the movie was released, and they gave us a movie that fit better in 2002. It
Yeah.
would have been a fine companion to the Spider-Man films in 2002. I'm serious. You take some actors from 02. And instead of Tom Hardy and what's her name, and at the end Woody Harrelson, and you put them in this movie, some early late 90s early 2000s actors, and you don't have to change anything, and the movie fits the tone, the style, the aesthetic, everything perfectly.
I completely agree, except for you don't need to switch out Woody Harrelson. He is an actor from that era.
Yeah, you could probably keep him and his bit part as Cletus Cassidy in that one. The one thing I am interested in is if Hardy and Harrelson do the mocap for Venom and Carnage in this. If they do, great. Because they have the wonderful mocap king himself, Andy Serkis, directing this film. So if they are gonna have them symbioted out, like hulked out, if they're gonna have them, in Venom and Carnage mode often, more often because they got more budget money this time, then hopefully they do take good lessons from what's his name? I
Andy
just said it.
Serkis.
Andy Serkis. Thank you. Anyways,
He should
I
just do all
think,
the mocap.
yeah, I think that's gonna be wrap it up. I'm starting to forget too much stuff. So, Nick, thank you so much for being on the show, man. I miss you dearly. I can't wait to have you on LRM's top five, man.
Hell yeah.
'Cause that's our baby. We started. LRM ranks it way back in October of 2018.
No.
Yay! So
Still around. We're still
now we
friends.
can, yeah, and we can change some things up. We can do LRM top five Spider-Man films now and shit like that.
Ooh,
So
they've had like two more. And
yeah.
we can include Venom as one of our top five for sure.
Oh God, top five worst So, all right, man. Well, hey, everybody check out LRMonline.com for all your entertainment news needs and opinion. Make sure you're checking out the YouTube channel. Lots of great content there. A lot of celebrity interviews, especially from Gig, who just, man, he lives on the red carpet. And of course the LRM Online Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts from. Things like Breaking Geek Radio on Mondays, LRM's Top 5 on Wednesdays, LR Mornings every Monday through Friday, Los Fanboys on Fridays, Geek Scholar Movie News is sometime during the week. I can't remember the date. They're new to the channel, but they are on our network now. And of course, the what's watch this weekend. And on outside, but like adjacent to us, we have the Comic Source, ran by Jace, and Nerdflix and Chill. So I, dude, I really need to do just like a recording where I say all that, like, and put it at the end of every episode.
I've been thinking about that myself.
Maybe
even with
that's what I
clips from each show.
need to do. Yeah,
Like a one
so.
sentence clip of people laughing at each other from one show, like making it, I don't know. We'll talk about
Something.
it.
Something's gotta give, because that's a mouthful. Anyways, Nick, where can people find you at online?
LRM underscore Nick on Twitter. I write about weekly for LRMonline.com, and I'm on Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast. And if you're looking for a good interview this week, on Monday, Brandon Jones interviewed Rob Liefeld on the show. So it's a
That
very
one, I
interesting
think that one's
listening.
already up.
Yeah, it's up. It came out earlier this week on Monday.
Okay.
So
Yeah.
yeah, it's a very
Okay.
interesting listen. I didn't,
It
yeah,
is.
check it out.
It is. Any conversation with Liefeld is interesting. The guy almost has no filter, and it's great.
Yeah. Yes.
So definitely give this week's Breaking Geek Radio a listen to hear that. You guys can find me at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.